This is No Big Spandex episode 176 for Tuesday, April 29th, 2014. I know we've been away for a while, but people have been asking two questions. A, where you been? Duh, right? And B, when are we going to hear discussions about Megaforce? No lie.
Why do they hate us? So, did I wrong you people?
I'm saying that we should start out coming back, fresh, right? And talk about Super Megaforce with the Silver Ranger appearing.
Yes, new,
fresh, new, right? And even before I saw the episodes, people online were saying, "Wow, these were actually really good. Oh, look, there's a backstory. This is, the best bunch of episodes we've seen in a while." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Who are these people and why do I need to hurt them? Cuz they tell lies. They tell so many lies.
You made the mistake of having expectations. I think that's really you let them convince you somehow.
It's always good when you have two episodes that are clearly only one episode worth of material. It's always my favorite.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, so now you say that, and we usually joke about, the Megaforce is not worth it. No, really, I cannot decipher where episode one ended and where two began. All I remember is that the makeover happened in the second half. And yeah,
I mean, but basically the episode happened in part two. That's it.
Pretty
part
much
one was nothing. Part one was nothing. Like
part one was the foreplay. part two was the reveal. Was the money shot?
Yes, it's the real deal.
Because part one, I'm trying to remember. It was they were in the classroom, and Burly was talking about, "Oh wow, things are kind of back to normal," and one girl was like, "It's because of the Power Rangers," and then they're clapping. Everyone in the class is clapping and whatever, and then Troy is like, "It's like nah, son." Because of us, yo. Because of people like you. We all did this. We run this.
It's not because of the Power Rangers. It's because of people like us. The Power Rangers. Oops.
That's the Power Rangers. Well, he did say you guys, so.
He did. It's like you guys. I mean us. I mean, we run this.
I mean, that's adorable, Troy. But random extra guy picking up some trash in the hallway that's fallen over during the attack is not the same as you destroying a monster. It's not. It's not. It's so cheesy.
Yes. I actually like the general sentiment of it. I just think, I don't know. Like, I feel like in their minds, this quote-unquote invasion was a bigger deal than what it felt like watching the show. Watching the show, it was like 30 seconds of quote-unquote invasion, and then they act like it was such a huge deal, but we never really saw much of anything. For me,
it was like a Tuesday.
Yeah, literally, it was some trash in the hallway of the school, and Ernie's lights went out.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Seeing them act like it was like 9/11 or something, you know what I mean? Like, it was like this enormous thing. I didn't see any of that. I actually like the idea of like having the aftermath and being like, "Oh, we rebuilt and we did that." But I wanted to see that or to feel it rather than sitting in classroom, which looks perfectly fine. And there was no sense that it was destroyed or anything. them saying, oh, that was really tough back then. I didn't see that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess it's because I feel like there hasn't been much with these characters for me to see, like, oh, wow, they really went through a hardship of rebuilding.
Yeah.
And so when they make the speech, it's just like, yeah, okay. The idea is nice.
Yes.
The scene wasn't too bad. It was just like, why am I caring? It's because of these characters. So,
well, it's a problem that a lot of seasons have had, and especially these last, what is it, four now, is that these teams exist in a little bubble where you never really see them go anywhere or do anything outside of maybe two, three settings that they're always at. So you can never get the sense of a larger scale because they refuse to go outside of that bubble.
Or, I mean, honestly, even going into them, I don't know. I just felt like it was just fixed up so quick. Nothing really. Because I feel like there have been big disasters on Power Rangers before where I felt the impact a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the easy one would be Countdown to Destruction. But I feel like there's been other times where it was a big deal. And then in Lost Galaxy, they sort of made it seem like that was like a big famous battle. When the Space Rangers came back, you know, to meet the Lost Galaxy Rangers, whatever. Anyway, this ice, I don't know what happened.
it literally just felt like a typical monster attack that lasted a couple hours or whatever, and then they picked things up. That was it.
Yeah, I actually kind of laughed because the teacher used the word adversity, and I kind of remember... Because back in the day, which is like last year, the red guy, that was supposed to be his thing, is that he triumphed over adversity, right? That's like his intro line of like his character. We never found out what that adversity was. Like that was supposed to be his thing. Like he went through a lot before episode one.
I forgot.
No, in the first episode, it's like, that was like part of the reason why he was chosen, apparently. Like when they were like going through all the, oh, Jason, you are da 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 da, and you're strong and da da da. Like that was part of his thing. We never saw that. Like that was just them referencing it, and that's kind of how I.
Yeah, we did. Like he really had a passion and a fervor for kicking water bottles.
We know his adversity. His parents were killed by water bottles.
Well,
and he's managed to overcome that and fight back against them.
So that adversity is more effective than the entire town being attacked and like.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at this point, the entirety of his personality is he's the new kid, still. So, yeah, I don't know anything about Troy. I don't know one thing about Troy.
Why is there a big event and I feel like I don't know anything about that? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I like the idea very much. Like, this is the weird thing. Like a town, an Angel Grove-esque town that was under attack and now has to sort of begin again, sort of. Like, that seems like the coolest little concept to play with for a few episodes, maybe. But they just flashed right through it so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You know, you bring up a good point though, because like we keep talking about the characters, but the towns themselves have also been a character in other seasons. I mean, Angel Grove being, of course, like the most prominent one. Like you knew what Angel Grove was, whether you wanted to live there or not, whether you were like, yo, there ain't no black people or not. Whatever. You knew Angel Grove. You knew about the youth center. You knew about the, you know, the park and the this and the lake and the what. Like, it was its own character. And you, as a kid, you either wanted to, like, live there and be part of the crew and whatever. Or you'd be like, F that, I'm going to Stone Canyon. Like, that's the type of, you know, the type of geography that we grew up with. Here, it's like, What's the name of town again?
Reefside? Wait, is that one? Was there a Reefside?
No, that's like Dino Thunder, I think.
Oh,
Yeah.
he. What's his name's always wearing the shirt
Right.
too. Jake is always wearing the. Oh Lord Jesus, hold on, this is embarrassing. Something I don't know. Maybe there's a valley. I don't know.
Sweet Valley High.
Sweet Valley. Oh my gosh. But anyway, y'all Google while I talk. So we can't even remember the name of the
Yeah,
town.
it's been a
And the
long
town
time
itself.
since like a new town pops up, and I just know the name of it.
Yeah, and but the town itself, it's supposed to have its own character too. Like it's supposed to have not just blank drop of sunny California town. I mean, and that's the thing. It's that's why you're like, okay, it was attacked. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
Because I don't care. Angel Grove, when it was
I
attacked,
hope so.
even with like not even like the big major ones, like even with the little hints of like, oh no, like that building is gone. Like you felt like, oh no, my Angel Grove. How are they gonna rebuild it? And the next day it's all brand spanking new. But you at the moment, you felt a little something because it was Angel Grove and you grew attached to that. You can't become invested in some random town that we don't even know the name
Yeah,
of.
it's kind of bad.
I mean, and by we, I mean those three because we're trying to
Wow,
Google
right. But I mean, it's kind of bad when like one of the little side towns like Stone Canyon feels like it has more personality than
what?
the main town, you know, of like there's the current season that's under attack, and that's, you know, we're supposed to be like happy that all of the people have rallied together to rebuild. What? Who are they? I don't know.
Yeah, like seriously, this town needs a Stone Canyon. Give it some character.
Something. Yeah.
You need like a rival like high
Yeah.
school, to
Play
come
broom
in
ball
and
with. Come on.
yeah, man.
Oh, broom ball.
For real. Like that's what needs to happen because all of those factors factor in to us caring about this
Yeah.
crap. And to me, it just felt like, oh, okay, they got attacked. All right, it was a Thursday at 2 o'clock. Right. Awesome. All right, and then by I don't know, 5 o'clock, you guys gonna get a froyo. Y'all good to go.
Yes, it's fine.
So, yeah, but anyway, look, oh, sugar, honey, iced tea.
What did you do?
Now, see, that was more of an impact than the face.
All right, my laptop's okay. My laptop's okay. All right, and closing that. All right, let's not have that happen again. But yeah. So let's get to Silver Ranger appearing
I
on the
still can't tell you
scene.
what the name is, by the way. Like, I don't know, is it? Oh, wait, here's a list of all the cities. Okay, which one is one I don't know.
Panorama.
Looks like it's called Harwood County.
That sounds vaguely right.
I knew it started with an H, so I'm gonna go with that.
I know, yeah, it was like a like his
It
hoodie
says like
has
HCH.
HCH, right? Yeah. So that
Yeah,
sounds like a
so we live in
place.
Harwood County. Yeah, hooray.
But they never mention the town, right? They never mention it, they never reference it in the show. Not that I
It's the
remember. Nope.
city.
Yes, like the tick.
Capital T, capital C, yeah.
Got it, got it. All right, Silver Ranger, right? He rolls the town. But
He
wait.
actually.
First, what you call it? What's those people's name? The bad guys. What's
The
their
bad
name?
guy.
They're
The
the
octopus.
Armada, yeah, Armada, and
So his
Prince Vekeru.
plan is right. His plan is to just bombard the city, capital T, capital C, with X-Borgs,
Yes.
right? And the rest of his crew is like, you need a commander. I don't think he's like, bombard the city.
Mother in the city.
Okay? And why are you taller than me?
Yes.
Get out.
I actually like
That was
that.
hilarious. I
Yeah.
laughed. I actually left. Like, you know, because I'm thinking, okay, he got that one joke. All right. And then he's like, come on, bombard the city. Hey, why are you taller than me? Oh, man. You know what? That little man has grown on me,
he's
man.
He's actually good. Like,
well, he's got more personality than any of the villains from last season.
Well, certainly. Yeah. That goes without saying.
I mean, I'm still not a fan of his voice, but
I think it works with what they're trying to do.
It's going on me.
Although the weird thing is, like, I don't know if it's actually the same voice, but it sounded like it to me, where it's like the monster of the week or the episode or whatever sounded like basically the same thing as the Vicar or whatever.
Yeah, they keep changing the every character pronounces his name differently, so you can go with whatever you want.
Yeah.
Prince V. Yes.
Just like the Animarium.
Yeah.
Seriously, how do you get that wrong? How do you get that wrong?
I don't know how that's even... Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to go show the bracelet.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Oh, look, it's the same person.
Snap.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me just rewind for a second, okay? When there have been Ranger reveals and we're supposed to try to, quote-unquote, figure it out and be surprised by who it is. Now, maybe it's just me.
Right.
Maybe it's just me. But early in the day, you know, back in the day, it was an actual, like, you actually had to figure it out. Now, minus Tommy, because that was obvious with the White Ranger. That's duh. Like,
hey,
I mean,
they
if you
threw
didn't
some
know.
Red herrings in there, though, at least.
Yeah, they actually tried to. They tried.
Good old Richie and Curtis. But, they existed for a couple episodes.
But with the White one, come on. Like, it was really obvious to me. I'm just like, I know who this is. Okay. But when it was the Gold Ranger, yo. No one knew. That was like...
That was great.
And they threw a bunch of stuff, man. They threw Billy. They threw Tommy's brother. I mean, like, yo, I think a couple of times they threw Ernie up in that piece. I'm just saying.
Well, they made it obvious it was going to be Billy, and then they made you think it was Tommy's brother, and then they even tried, what's his name? I forgot his name again.
Not Raymond.
But yeah, they had you on the edge of your seat, and like Jason wasn't even an option in your mind.
For
like,
real,
there was no way I even considered Jason.
It was like, bam, guess who's back? So, you know, and I'm trying to think of other Ranger
reveals
where it wasn't. My
giant Walker Texas Ranger jacket.
Where it wasn't so obvious, but this one it was just like. This person is the same person that's in this plot.
Maybe if you're going to do a reveal, you reveal somebody whose face you've seen. Maybe.
Well, I mean, I guess it's just to show that it's a person that we've met, quote unquote met, you know?
Like, well, even that wasn't super obvious.
Well, because like in the beginning, like it's one of the quote unquote Armada ships. So, oh, it's a bad guy who came to Earth who looks kind of human. And then it's revealed that he is the hero. I could see that being kind of the idea. Although I don't think they're fooling anyone, but okay.
It just fell really flat on every conceivable level to me.
Yeah.
It's random long hair guy. Hooray!
And it's just, and it's so on the nose. It was just like, you know, like he practically almost like molested, what's her name? You know?
That was hilarious.
And he's like, huh? Like, oh, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm like, how obvious. And to me as a kid, I'll be like, yo, like y'all think I'm stupid? Like, we know that's the new guy. Y'all title name is Silver Lining.
And man, Ernie must be hard up for help. Because he hired that guy real quick.
For real?
He had no references or anything.
On the spot. Dang. Like, he probably barely knew the language. It'd be like, oh, what? You know Froyo and 199, you hired. Like,
Well,
I need to hire somebody to watch these kids because they keep ordering stuff and then disappearing.
and just
You
disappearing.
keep an eye on them. You see where they go. Go get my money.
You run real fast? Oh, awesome. You're hired.
I don't think
hired.
you need to have a huge resume to work at a Froyo. I mean, come on.
I don't know. This guy all dirty.
Well, he's helping out someone
Yeah,
in
like, how
need.
about
Yeah.
that?
Obviously, the Armada destroyed his house, so now he needs work, right? That's the idea.
This guy just came from being like Tom Hanks in Castaway, and you're hiring him on the spot. He's gotta stink.
For real. How about the first requirement is a bath? Then you can come work for me. Not like literally day of. What's up?
Hey,
Oh.
random pretty hobo. What are you doing? Would you like a job? Okay.
No, literally, it was like an hour of, right? He landed. He was in the Froyo before them ranges. He already got hired. That's why he walked out.
Exactly. It's like, you got a job here? Sure. You're hired. Walk out.
Yeah, you're
Oh, I'm
done.
sorry. Are you okay? Like, as if, you know, he had, like, slapped her across the face or something. Like,
Know.
what?
Like, all you did was just like kind of almost run into her. You did not like rip the baby out of her womb. Like,
Whoa,
what is you
whoa,
talking?
whoa. Well, to be fair, this is a man that has the ability to throw a rock like 2 miles and destroy the engine of a spaceship.
It's a space
So,
rock.
yeah, he's using the space rock. So apparently, so nudging into a woman might actually blow her shoulder out. You don't know.
Right, she could be in serious trouble there.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm sorely mistaken.
Wow. But, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just a little too on the nose for me, a little bit, a little bit,
Well, and then the first half of the episode was just them doing the same thing over and over and over again.
And then they're getting ticked off that they're getting
Yeah.
help.
And then being surprised that there's another ranger when you've got a command center full of like hundreds of keys and you know there's all these rangers and you know they didn't all give up their morphers.
Right, and specifically when Jake says there's no such thing when somebody says a Silver Ranger, I was like, are
I can
you
think of a
dumb?
couple.
Like, yeah, like you should know this because you're using. I just don't even.
I mean, I get, okay, Jake, I get it. I'd be ticked off if I thought it was Merrick too. I don't want to see that fool again. But it might be Zane. You can go talk to Zane. Say, hey, what's up, buddy? How you
He doesn't
doing?
exist. He doesn't exist.
But this is
How's the
what I
band?
don't get, okay? This is what I don't get. Big old head, okay? Knew that the key existed. Then when they're talking about Silver Ranger or whatever, and he's just like, oh. Then actual Silver Ranger pops up in front of Big Old Head, and he's just like, I thought your key was destroyed. Like, so then you knew that there was a Silver Ranger that looked like them. Why don't you, I don't know, mention it?
Explain.
Maybe? Explain
He's
something?
carrying on Zordon's long-standing tradition of not telling the Rangers anything until he absolutely has to. That's how it works.
I just come on now.
It's like, come on, is right. Like, honest to God, you have a person running around beating up the bad guys. Then you see, and I know y'all have TVs up in that command center base cave, whatever you want to call it. You have all them TVs. You see who the person is, and you am like, oh, I don't know what that is. Ooh,
Don't ask
sure.
me, Animarium.
Like this what you call it, Wally wannabe can speak a whole bunch of different languages, but yet can't put two and two together that maybe this one is part of the team and had a key and got, oh, I can't with these
It might be
people.
Dizon. You don't know.
Well, that's what I was thinking throughout the whole second part. I was like, well, this is Tizon's. whole story, except for the part of turning into a monster or whatever. Like, it's Tizon. Even like the way,
Down to the hair and
yeah,
everything.
yes, even the way he looks. What is this?
Yes. Back by popular demand, Tizon.
Because no one asked for it.
Yes. The crowd goes mild. Tizon's back. Oh, God.
And I just can't get over the fact that like you get called, there's Cyborg, whatever, X-Borg, I don't know what they're called anymore. There's an attack in the city. They run over, they're like, oh my gosh, we got beat again. Oh, I cannot believe. Okay, we'll just help them pick up some chairs. Here we go. Like, what? Like, how are you mad? How are
It
you
only took them like
mad?
3 times before they finally decided to ask somebody what happened.
It's like, who did you see? Well, we saw a man, and he helped us. What man? The Silver Ranger. What? This is just
There's no
stupid.
such thing.
It's just too
It
much
could
for
have
me.
used a subplot or something to like just sidestep some of it. You don't need to do the same thing over and over. It's like the definition of stalling. Like they're nothing. They're just waiting for part two. That's oh well. Lots of original action at least to like fill out the thing. We saw Lost Galaxy. Yay.
Don't
Yeah,
yay.
Yay.
that was a
Yay.
thing.
No one needs to
That
see
was a
the Lost
thing.
Galaxy costumes. No one needs to see that.
I needed to see my Lost Galaxy.
Why? Because you like ugly costumes?
Because Lost Galaxy is
Yeah, you're right about that. You are definitely right about that.
Shut your face. All right, moving on.
So yeah, they had the commanders out there, and he's got, a collar on his neck, force field, yada yada. Jake's all like, "Yo, I'ma handle this, son. I'ma show Gia what's up. Okay? I'ma handle this." People are like, "No, fool, don't do it." And he's all Lost Galaxying himself over. He like accidentally hits the back of the collar, and then now they all realize, oh, that's his weak spot, weak spot, weak spot. And then everybody has to say that over and over and over again. And then they have to have a little powwow about, you know what I think? Where I accidentally hit him, that must have been his weak spot. Yeah, that's a good catch. Yeah, that's a really good idea. I got an.
There's
Oh
a
my
lot of
gosh.
powwows in this episode.
Oh my gosh. It's like molasses. I mean, do we really have to ponder and think? Like, oh my goodness, I wonder what happened. Oh yeah, maybe because when I was acting a fool, trying to be all like Damon, and I accidentally hit his weak spot. Maybe that's what happened. I'm like, shut up. Oh, y'all, just shut up. Shut up.
That's not, I mean, it's better than yet another. Oh, wow! Who is this new guy? Why won't he reveal himself like he's required to do so, I guess. When, if you're a superhero, you have to announce yourself to all the other superheroes in the land. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what you do. What are you talking about?
Sure.
You have to announce yourself all the time. Anyway, I mean, the rest of the episode, okay, it happened, right? Like, I mean, the silver guy, he was just like always one step ahead of them, Like, okay, and no, except in the clothing department. Oh
Oh
no.
boy. So yeah, literally we went through an
Because,
entire episode just to get to him revealing himself, and that was it. That is a phenomenal waste of time.
hey, look, it's very important that the girls take him
Yes.
shopping.
Okay, yeah. So what they he told him his name and then they you got to get through his backstory, Lisa. His backstory. It's so tragic. It's so sad.
That happened first,
Yes.
right?
I know you love your clothing montage because you're a girl and girls love shopping. So, but we
Of
gotta do this
course.
first.
He's like,
Okay, so here's the thing, right? I'm all up for backstory. I just felt that. Okay, tell the backstory first. Tell the backstory first, and then I'll comment.
he worked on, apparently it's one of the many planets out there that has humans on it.
Ambrosia, Ambrasia, Amnesia. What is it?
Andrasia.
Andrasia. It's where all the
Andrasia.
androgynous people
Okay.
are.
Androgy.
A planet started by Andros.
It's Androgia.
They saw his pretty hair and he decided he needed to make a place like that. So
Pretty
yes, and he
Heropolis.
yes. And what's his name? Big Head had a really sweet plan of just throwing a random ranger key into a big hunk of rock and saying, "Let's hope somebody finds it."
Well, that's the thing that I didn't really get. Like, why is it there? What happened there? I don't know.
Well,
Maybe they'll explain it
he has a
later.
simple explanation for that. Moving on. Yeah.
Just there.
So this fool just finds the key and the morpher. And he's like, "Awesome. I'll put these in my pocket and get back to work." And a week later on his planet of Corinth City, he finds the Armada attacks. Oh no. And then he's running home and apparently everybody he was working with got killed. Well, we didn't see it actually happen, but they were all working and then they all, I don't know. And then he
Well,
ran home. Well,
I
he was
mean,
working
we
with a bunch of
did.
people.
Well, yes, but we did actually see him witness a bunch of explosions where the people were, like right there.
And they
And then he runs.
all around him perfectly.
Well, yes, but he runs and leaves.
And nobody else. Okay. I don't know. It seemed a little just
I mean,
random disappearance.
it's the G-rated version of Apocalypse.
I
Like,
guess. I
you
guess.
don't actually see them. Like mutate and mutilate in front of you. Like, come on. It's not gonna.
All my friends died. I didn't try to help them. I just ran. Because I'm a coward.
Heck yeah. I'm sorry. Maybe that's just the white in you, but I'm running. I'm
Love it.
running. I can't save nobody but myself, honey. Running. Hashtag. Ain't nobody got time for that. Thank you.
You're a great friend to have, Lisa. It's
If I don't have any superpowers, I'm running.
good to know when
Done.
the chips are down. If we're ever in trouble, you're gonna run.
If I have superpowers, I help you. If I do not, I'm running.
All right.
It supposed to be like super tragic that he had superpowers, but he just didn't know how to use them? Like that fool had his superpowers in his pocket, and he did nothing.
That's the weird thing. Like, I guess they could have just said he found it afterwards. You know? Like, because both times it would be an accident. Like the first time it was an accident, you could say it was fate or whatever, but it was an accident that he found it. So he could just find it after the whole place was blown up. I don't know.
Yes.
But then, like, you know, I guess maybe they want to figure that it was like a total annihilation or whatever. So if the keys could have been blown up with it, you know?
They're in a
So.
space rock. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're space aliens. They have special space powers. It could have been space blown up. So.
Space bloated.
Yes.
Oh, yes,
So
continue the story.
anyway, then he gets home. It's like, "Oh no, everything is smoky and dead and I'm super sad. So I'm gonna turn into a Power Ranger now that I can't do anything. Hey, look at me, I'm a Power Ranger." And then it turns into Castaway. So that was a thing. Like, so is there like only one colony on the planet? Because if it was me, I would start moving. You know, like try to find another city. Or is he just assuming every single city was attacked?
I mean, he did have a spaceship, so.
Or is there no food or anything amongst the wreckage you could recover that would be helpful? Or, I don't know. Personally, that's what I would do. I wouldn't just go by the sea.
Well, maybe it was a very tiny
Or
planet.
something, yeah, because I don't think he exhausted all of his resources before.
It would have to be a little bit bigger than Pluto, but a very tiny planet.
Without more info, I don't know if we can make all those assumptions. Like, it could have just been that little city or whatever, and that's why they're mining. They're like trying to build. We don't know.
I guess, yeah, I don't know. I'll talk to Andro, see what he says about his planet. But I
Yes.
don't know. Yeah, so and then we get to the fishing montage, which is always great. And that he built makes him big and strong, and obviously it works because of his rock throwing ability.
Right.
Would I see I'm really because at that point in the episode I was okay. Where I'm like, okay, I mean, like you said, this is the G version of World Annihilation. I guess he's got kind of a tragic backstory. That's kind of neat. Oh, look at the rock throw. Okay, I'm done. I'm out.
Well,
Right?
technically, it was a slingshot.
Whatever. You ain't slingshotting for like a mile. It ain't happening. And it's not going to be, by the time it gets there, it ain't going to be strong enough to knock a ship down. Unless that is the worst, most papier-mâché ship in the world.
That was a little ridiculous. I don't understand. Why didn't they just have him morph and like jump up, you know? Because I believe that.
Or wait until like the guy gets out of the ship and like it's a monster and he destroys the monster and takes the ship.
Right. Like he has to get out and pee or something. I don't know.
They decided to go the least plausible route.
Space rock.
Yes, with my space rocket, my space arm doing my space throwing. Maybe they have crazy gravity on Androgyna.
Yes,
Please.
probably, but yeah. So, and of course, the ship goes down, and he's trying to repair it, and he
Meets
repairs
Guy.
it, gets in the
And
ship.
goes to work for Froyo. That's the plan.
Naturally, naturally, as you do.
Yes.
Your planet gets destroyed. That's the answer is frozen yogurt.
Absolutely. How could it not be? So yeah.
So here's my
Yes.
thing. So here's my thing, right? Do you guys think that the whole telling of the backstory was just a little too long?
Everything about these two episodes was a little too long.
I think if I was doing this, I would have it more as just general flashbacks. Not so much him literally saying, I did this and I did this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if to me it was like, why wasn't this, I don't know, the first thing we see
Yeah.
in the season?
Yeah, actually.
It could have been the first thing we see in the season. Don't flashback my I mean, yes, you can act like it like a long time ago, put a little date on it, whatever. But like, this happened, doesn't need a flashback. We don't even need to see, and maybe that would be a reason why he never morphed, so that we don't really figure out like, oh, okay, well, he's a Silver Ranger, blah blah blah. You don't even have to show the keys, you don't even show nothing, right? That could be shown later. That could be shown actually when he gets there and he's telling the story, and then he's telling that part like, and I have these keys. He could have just been shown just regular, boom, done, then cut to now. The same people attacking another city. Boom, done. It'd have been so much nicer than just like, and this is what happened to me, and now this is what happened, and this happened, and that. I just felt like it was,
So you're saying you
I don't
wanted
know.
a well-paced, naturally flowing introduction that didn't seem like it was just being jammed in there. That is too much to ask. That is
Too
far too
much, too
much to
much.
ask.
And the thing is, it's like it wasn't terrible, right? I mean, it could have been better, right? Let's be honest, everything was better, but it wasn't terrible. So if this was beginning of the season opener, premiere, boom, done, boom, cut to another thing, you know, it would have felt like it was planned. I don't know, like a part of a show.
Yeah.
Maybe show some montages of the fleet attacking all these other planets and this being one of the planets in the montage, so that when it attacks Earth, it actually feels like something is happening.
That's almost exactly what I was thinking. Like, start off the season, because to me, like, it just feels, it's like the attack on the town. It feels very
Right.
vague as to what the Armada, quote, we keep calling them that. Like, what are they exactly? I feel like the show hasn't really gone into that. So, like, I want to feel like they're out there attacking and then doing, like, stuff. So if you start off with a montage of, like, oh, planet Androgyna and KO-35 or, whatever the ZX, da da da, and then go to Earth, it's like, oh, okay, they've spread out to blah blah blah, and then we backtrack to Androgyna and Pretty Hierapolis gets attacked. And it's like, oh, that was the guy from the thing.
Right. We would have some, there'd be some kind of like, oh, wait, that's that guy. Like, I mean, it would still be a little, not, I don't want to say obvious, but I mean, it would still be like, oh, okay, yeah, but it wouldn't be like, oh, wow, we're trying to like have this mystery in 40 minutes. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. So, no.
I feel like it would have more impact if he's coming back and he's talking about vengeance and all of that.
Yeah, and here's the thing though, right? They taped all of this in advance, y'all. In advance. Like, you have all the footage in advance. You could easily splice wherever you want to splice. Where you wanna. Get out of here. Get out of town. I can't with this show. With this show, and that's why I'm just so surprised that people are like, yeah, this is one of the better episodes. I'm like,
I mean, the thing is, like, it's riddled with problems, things that I would change, but even with the problems, I do kind of feel like this is better than the standard stuff from weeks past, by far.
well, because they actually told a story,
Yes, well, yeah.
which is our requirement nowadays, because we've fallen that low that, hey, something happened besides just a bunch of ranger fights is really all we need.
Right. Did it feel like an episode? 5 out of 5. Yes.
Did they do the thing and the thing and the other thing and it happened? Congratulations! You are one of the best Power Rangers episodes of all time. Yay!
Yeah, I wish I was on that train with y'all,
Oh no, I don't
but
actually believe it. I'm just saying it.
no, it's, I mean, it's not one of the, no, but
No, I still like the Casey episode more, so that's something.
I mean,
right? I know, right? I kind of like the Casey
I think I kind
episode
of think the
way
Casey
better.
episode's the best one so far this season.
I think so too.
I mean, I'd have to go look at the list to confirm, but I think so.
Oh my gosh. I never thought those words would come out of my
It's the
mouth.
Casey episode.
Good job, Casey.
Oh boy. Oh man. But yeah, no, I mean, okay, so he tells the backstory and then what happens, right? Do we get to
Yeah,
the
you can
shopping
get to
yet?
your shopping now. We can go. It's montage time.
Well, because apparently Orion now has like 5 wives, like,
Yes.
because they
And I
are
gotta.
all on his jock, like nobody's business. Like, I don't even know.
Although Noah's infatuation with his spaceship is hilarious. He's like, oh, you have a spaceship? Oh, so yeah, can I actually, we could check it out today. Or, I'm free on Sunday.
Well, I mean, I'm okay with that because he's the nerd, and the nerd would be like that. He's like, oh, you got different morph than ours. Oh, let me look at it. I could see that.
But like him wanting to have a date with Orion in a spaceship, that was funny to me. That was funny to me. And then Jake every now and again wanting to join the girls,
Yeah,
like, look,
when he
yeah, I
kept
have
standing
this
up,
crush
yeah,
on.
I thought that was kind of funny. It's like, I should go check on him. Okay.
It's like, no,
I guess go
boo.
check on Emma on Gia. And Emma.
Oh So yeah, but the whole shopping thing.
And like I said before, man, in the span of 1 minute, this fool has worn more clothing than all the other Rangers combined in 2 seasons.
Yeah. I was a big fan of the fact that the first thing that Gia picked out for him was like this goth out thing with like the choker on the neck and everything. Like, I thought that was interesting, an interesting choice. Like, she thought he would really go for that, and that would be like a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's good times. Because, you know, girls, all girls care about are pretty boys and shopping. That's all that
Like that
matters.
outfit, like I don't. Where, how do you see that fitting with any? Well, anyway.
Don't know. I would have enjoyed if Jake would have gotten in there and, like, he was the one that gave him the stupid outfit and convinced him it was all rage and perfect style. And then he would have worn it around.
That would have been great.
Hilarious!
He's the most popular guy.
Yes.
Everybody's gonna be talking about you.
Now put on this fanny pack. It's really cool.
Yeah, kind of like a, sabotage kind of thing.
Sabotage.
Like this hot dog costume, it's gonna be.
Yeah, put on this. I wore it around last week. It was amazing. Put
You'll
on
be
this
the
hot
talk
dog.
of the town. Wow, let me tell you.
Oh, good times.
But yeah, it's just, and then like, what's her name? Emma is reading her Nature's magazine, and Gia. Wow. Took a while. Gia is reading some gossip magazine. Ooh, look at us. We're girls. I love nature and I'm hip. Like,
It is very strange how Gia can flip on a dime from being the tough, cool chick that she is like most of the time to straight into little girly girl every once in a while.
because she has the googly eyes for Orion.
Yes.
To have the googly eyes
Sigh.
for anyone who might have a penis, like who comes along, it seems like the object is to make Jake jealous of absolutely anyone. And I think at this point, because people have complained about this before, and I never really thought it was a big deal at all. Now I'm kind of like, okay, maybe after the 90th time of you doing this, we could move on to something else. Like it is getting a little stale now.
Yeah, can you guys like ignore the cliche because it's clear you're not going to put them together until the last episode, and it'd be much neater if you did it before then.
Yeah, and maybe do something in between, you know?
Yeah,
Is
like
it a
again, like
brief thing?
how cool was it in Dino Thunder when they made put Ethan and friggin' what's her name together, and then
Cassidy,
it yeah Cassidy, and then
Cassidy.
they actually dated for a couple episodes, and then it didn't work. Like that
Yes.
was amazing.
Yes, and Cassidy, it felt like Cassidy kind of changed because of that. Like, stuff actually happened, you
Yeah,
know?
it was like, oh my gosh, you're giving the nerd something to do, and you're making this character more likable, and you realize the fact that they have nothing in common, so it does not work out.
Yeah.
Shocker.
I miss the presence of characters other than Rangers. And not like
Yes.
lame, like, okay, the Froyo guy.
Girly.
Yeah, like,
Right.
and the, yeah, like actual peers, like people they can talk to that are not just, them.
Yeah, I could deal with a Richie. Like, you mean a Richie or a Curtis or somebody?
Somebody.
Dang, I even take that little cheater who cheated on what's her face? Tanya. What's her
Oh, the
name?
baseball guy, Sean?
Well, yeah, Sean. I'll take a Sean,
How did I
man.
remember
Somebody,
Sean? Wow.
a Raymond. Somebody, blind girl. Anybody?
Any member of Billy's
Somebody.
harem.
Oh
Yes.
man, but like 25 girls that he dated in like 5 minutes.
Yes.
It's just a cousin. I'll take a cousin.
Jeremy?
So, yeah, come on.
Yeah, get
Yeah,
Jeremy back up
Jeremy.
in there. Or a new Jeremy that doesn't suck as much.
No, I like the old
No.
one.
No,
I like that one.
I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, it's with his voice that is like someone else's.
Yeah.
Some 45-year-old's voice.
45-year-old
Yes.
woman, pretty
Exactly.
much.
His mom is voicing him, I guess.
goodness. No, but it's true. I mean, like, all these other high school-esque seasons had other people. You know? It just said, even Jungle Fury, man. Jungle Fury had Fran,
Yes.
right? Fran, yes. So, even Fran. Give me a Fran. Give me somebody who's in that
Well, hell,
age
Fran was the
range.
best character in that damn season.
She was cute.
She was. Who was better besides her? I mean, I guess RJ, but.
Dominic.
Right, is that
Well,
what you're
Dominic should
talking
have been the Red Ranger. We've already been over that.
You know, so that's my thing. I these kids, they need other people, right? And not just random bully or random I'm gonna help
Well,
clean the
and
school.
it's like what I said about how they live in their bubble. You know, there is no world outside of them being Rangers. It just doesn't exist. So how do I care about them when they save it? How do I feel like it's a big deal when they do save it? When everybody comes together, hey, all these characters that have zero name and have never spoken, congratulations on coming together to save the world. I mean, even Countdown to Destruction, they gave more personality to Guy with Beard that ended up standing up with them saying, I'm a Ranger at the end.
That's true.
And
And they had Adele. They did have Adele.
they had Adele. Our fries, honey.
My name is Adele.
Yeah, you
Smart.
know. If they can give these extras more personality in the span of 5 minutes, then you can anybody outside of the range, including the Rangers, during the entire season, you're doing something wrong.
Oh well.
Yes.
Yeah. I
So
forgot what.
anyway,
Yeah.
the episode continues, and Troy says, "Hey, here's a bunch of six Ranger keys you can have."
Oh, that was another thing that was like slightly. I guess I don't know. It depends on how you look at it. But hearing them actually say the term Sixth Rangers as if it's
Yeah, I
an official
know.
title sort of thing, I don't know. To me, that was kind of odd.
Well, that's the thing is, though, is then what happens when if you just call them extra Rangers, what do you say when they bust out all those other keys for like Blue Centurion and what do you call them?
Right, but I just they don't have to have that kind of.
It felt like, this is what it felt like. It felt like, and I don't know if it's wrong or right, I don't know, but to me, it felt like a term that the fandom has
Yes.
used, and it's like now canon.
Right.
And it's
It's
odd.
odd and it doesn't really fit necessarily, like everyone, I don't know. It just seemed weird.
I mean, again, a majority of them are the Sixth Ranger, but
It's just Jim and Gemma, and like some of them are just like, I don't really.
yeah, well, I mean, they never really went outside of Six until what? I guess Abba Ranger only had five. That would be.
Yeah, the
Dino
Dino
Thunder might have been the
Thunder.
start of it. I can't remember exactly.
And there's like weird stuff
Ninja
like
Storm.
SPD.
Right. Where he's got a giant six on his chest, but he wasn't the sixth one to appear.
Right. It's just awkward. I just wish they would just not even say it like that. Like they would just say other rangers that are, special or whatever. I don't like giving
Here are
them a
the
title.
OP Rangers. I don't know. Yeah, but
I again, I don't know what else to call it that would not be awkward as well, but it was weird to me to hear, and I'm just like, oh, okay, all right, that's what we always say, but like it's in a show now,
what we
and
say, we us actual people in real life, not the show. It's just weird to like point out something that feels like it's about like the behind the scenes kind of turning wheel.
jargon.
Yeah, like we as fans know that okay, every year there's going to be a sixth ranger and he comes in the middle of the season, but I don't want the people in that universe to actually think of it like that. Like
But you know how Noah, like he's going on a website to investigate, and there's like videos and clips and
Yes.
things of all this
Yeah,
history.
when he's sitting up all night in the web room, and he sees, hey, almost every single team had a sixth ranger show up. They're the sixth rangers.
Right. I've see, this is the way that I would have accepted it, is if actually that was how, that was where the term came from. It was like from people on fan sites, like, as if it's like Power Rangers are like a sports team or something like that, where people are up, chatting about so and so and the sighting of this and that. And then the fans themselves in their world, actually named them Sixth Rangers. And Noah came in and said, oh, they're the Sixth Rangers. And they're like, what? What do you mean? No, look, they're all the sixth one. Like explained it like that.
So you want him to like kind of pull like a guy type of thing?
Yes, yes. So it's a meta thing, but it actually makes some kind of sense. I don't know.
Well, they've done such a good job of explaining things so far.
Well,
So.
and you want him to like mention that, wow, I was on this form. It was called the Banger Horde, and I saw that they were referencing these extra rangers called the Sixth Rangers, and you know what? We're just gonna use that term. Hey. Yeah, you wanted that?
I mean, yeah, like just have him say like, "Oh, I was chatting with some friends," and like he'll say, "Oh, those are the Sixth Rangers," and they'll be like, "What? What are you talking about?" "Oh, the Sixth Rangers we talk about all the time on RangerChat.com or whatever the I would even because it's the freaking anniversary season anyway. Like you could do a random throwaway episode that's about the person who runs Ranger Chat or whatever it is, and is like a person who gets to meet his heroes or something, and Noah's the one who interacts with them. That could be an episode. That could
Wow.
be a thing.
Tris is really getting
I'm
into
sorry.
this.
Right. Like I just wanted to do stuff, and like, cause it's the,
I
and I just
see, I
feel like
see, I see what
nothing.
you're saying. I see what you're saying.
All this
I do.
potential, like. Stuff could happen. It could be a show.
But again, like you're asking a lot. I mean, we can't, we can't even get like a story sometimes.
Yeah.
So you want an actual
And
thought
here's the.
process into a meta story? Wow.
Here's the episode where Noah watches Gokaiger so he knows how to defeat the monster. Yay!
That's a bit much, but yes, expand your universe. Come on,
Then
this is the
he gets jealous of his counterpart, so he clips on a ponytail. Look at me.
drama.
I'm the Blue Ranger. I'm so broody. It fits my character so well that I've established last year.
Yes, expert swordsman.
Yes. Didn't you know?
For a moment, I thought you were talking about Orion, him detaching a
Oh
ponytail. I'm
no,
just like, no, Odie,
then
no.
Orion's like, oh, I gotta go start spazzing out. Okay, cool. I can do that.
Oh, yeah. Their personalities are not. Interesting.
Not even remotely close, no.
I wonder how, like, if there's footage where it's, like, really ridiculous and. If they'll use that, because their personalities are not the same at all.
Or the obvious notion that everybody's pointed out that they decided to go the exact opposite direction of Gokaiger, where the Silver Ranger is the only one who's an alien, as
Right.
opposed to the Silver Ranger being the only one from Earth. Oh, it's so clever. Oh my God.
So yeah, what else happens in this episode?
Like I said, he just hands them all the Six Ranger keys. Say, here we go. We haven't used these. Here you go. You can have them. Sweet. As opposed to him already having them. Yeah.
And he gets a
The
Zord.
Q-Rex. Hey. Hey, the Q-Rex. He's
And
here.
they actually call it the Q-Rex, just like the Time Force. They don't want to give it any kind of
They don't even want to say that it's been rebuilt or upgraded or, you know, or nothing. It's just, it's the Q-Rex. It looks completely different and has a different color scheme and everything, but it's the Q-Rex.
It just hurts my little fan heart. You're just going to use the exact same name and just whatever.
Could have been the TQ-Rex.
I mean,
or the QT-Rex. Oh!
Let's not.
Or the Super Mega Q-Rex. Oh, it's the Super Mega. Yes.
Mega Rex? I would have accepted Mega Rex. As terrible as... Just
that sounds like a horrible theory.
But so are we just assuming that the other Six Ranger keys, they weren't allowed to use them before now?
They just coincidentally didn't.
Because I guess they kind of made it look like they were powering up or activating or something.
Yeah.
Although I guess I would have assumed that would have happened the first time he morphed, not the first time he's on Earth now talking to them, or I don't know.
Well, maybe he needs to be close to them.
To the source.
Because they edited that out from the previous episode. That's the reason why they turned into, like, Lost Galaxy, I believe. Because I know there was a part in that where they turned all into Six Rangers.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, this is supposed to be right after they get all the keys from Bosco.
Right.
And so they bust them all out. And here they're like, nah, we're in Lost Galaxy, I guess. We'll do that.
Yeah, I guess they're trying to say that we needed the Sixth Ranger to unlock all these extra keys, and now we have them all to our disposal.
So I was like,
which is fine.
Which I kind of would wish they maybe had set up beforehand. Like, we can't use these keys, or maybe someone tries, like Jake. I could imagine some comedy thing where Jake sticks in, you know,
he's like, oh, this is green.
Hey, yeah, this one's green. Yeah, that's sweet. There's a bunch of...
Tries the Green Ranger morpher, the MMPR one. He's like, but why is this not turning? Why is this being stubborn? What's going on?
Or blows up in his face or something.
Maybe...
But yeah, again, that's too much planning. Too much planning.
Maybe Gosa is the one that's being super meta because he's like, well, the last ranger always needs to show up later, so I'll send this one to a completely different planet so it can show up later.
Yes, you have to plan for it to be. Yes. Big surprise!
Yes.
It's like, I have an explanation for that. Burlito-do.
In the 10th week, he'll come up. The Earth will be completely annihilated.
Yes, the next to last episode is just going to be friggin' Gosei answering all the questions that have piled up since then. It'll be like the beginning of that RPM episode where everybody asks questions and she explains everything.
How come I'm green now?
Oh, yeah. It's because blah, 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 blah. Oh my, it's so perfect. Oh, good times.
Yeah. So, you know, if we were to grade these episodes.
I guess it'd be a higher grade if I pretended there was one episode.
But
if I merged it into one and cut out all the filler, it would be a halfway decent episode. I don't know. I give threes to the ones I like. I give twos to the ones that aren't awful. Two for both. It would be a three if it was one episode, but it's two. Two for both.
Well, I can't give them both two because...
The second one's better, we'll agree, right?
I mean, I actually think it's much better. I mean, okay, it's still, you know, it's Megaforce, but yeah, I would say one and two.
I was going to say that too. One and two. One and two, and really the one is partially to blame for everybody else who said, wow, these episodes were great. Like no, they weren't. They were okay.
You're punishing the episode because of the fans.
Pretty much. Because you can see that they're wasting a whole bunch of time. And this could have been cut down so much. Or not even cut down. There could have been more substance, period. Instead of, I don't know, racing and chasing all over town, doing the same exact thing. How about we do something?
I don't know if it was this episode, but it was one of the recent ones where that you were, you could tell that they had so little to do that they actually went through the entire morph sequence for each ranger individually.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you're doing the Megaforce full transformations during a Super Megaforce episode. You have nothing.
That's really confusing. Like,
I mean, at this, during this entire season, I should never see a Megaforce morph. That part should always be an instant morph. If you want to do the full from the Super Megaforce, maybe I could see that once in a while. But yeah, you need to be flashing for Megaforce at this point if you're going to still feel the need to bust out those tired costumes. Because in reality, you should just be morphing to the Super Megaforce all the time. You know, really, okay. I mean, no offense. Those original costumes were ugly, and you have no good memories from them. Let's peace out. We're moving on.
And did we ever see a full morph of the silver one?
No.
Not yet, no.
That was a little bit odd, because, like, they went out on their first sort of mission as a team, and suddenly they were morphed as soon as they arrived.
Like, yeah. I feel kind of gypped. Yeah. And I'm not a morph person. Like, I don't really
just
care,
imagine
but,
if every single like, episode of Zio featured them go to MMPR first. Just think about that. Think about Tommy if he's got to put on 900 costumes. Till he gets...
What if it was Turbo, right?
Or Dino Thunder. Dino Thunder. He's like, hold on, guys. I gotta put more fur, then I gotta switch the coin and pull it out again. And then I gotta put on my bracelets, and then I gotta put on some more bracelets. And then I gotta find a giant key, and then I gotta find another giant key. And now I'm good to go, guys. Let's go. All right. You already defeated the monster? Okay, cool. I'll be over here.
It was Super Mega Force.
At the very end. Jesus.
It's 10 minutes. Running around with two different mismatched boots on. Trying to grab all his helmets.
Oh, crap. That would be the whole show.
It's morphing. Jeez. Oh, that would be like an episode of Dragon Ball Z. Just like, I need this long just to be ready to
I gotta
fight.
Switch from this form to this form to this form, and now I'm good to go. Right.
Oh, boy, my stomach hurts. Okay. No, honestly, they really need to stop with that. Just do Super Megaforce, call it a day. And for once where I'm like, oh, wow, the Silver Ranger, he didn't morph completely. He just instamorphed.
So
like,
is there a set of regular Megaforce Silver Ranger powers out there that just never got used?
What do you mean?
Like, what?
You know how, like, they go from the Ghost Sager regular Megaforce?
Do you think that
Gosei
made a Silver Ranger set of powers that look like the Ghost Sager costumes? But he just never used them.
I don't know.
Like, why would he make upgrades, 5 upgrades, and then one just a base power?
Because...
he's an alien. He don't need that base power, son.
Right.
He's already super.
Yeah, and that's the other question, is if it's like harder for them to stay in that form, why isn't it harder for him to be in that form?
What is it? Is it harder to stay in the regular piratey form? Or is it just the other
form? No, I thought it was harder to stay in the legendary.
Oh, I thought they were both hard, but the legendary was like super duper hard. Super mega hard.
Because they've been fighting in their piratey forms.
Well, again, then if it's not harder, then again, it begs the question, why are you spending any amount of time in your regular Megaforce forms?
It's all Jake's fault. He's still wearing black clothes.
Why are you still talking to each other on a giant, you know, head that you keep in your backpack when you have a cell phone now? I mean, an ugly-looking cell phone that doesn't look anything like a cell phone, but it has buttons on it. So it's at least a little bit easier to pass off as a phone. Other than I'm carrying around a giant head thing.
I mean, it looks better than, the freaking face.
Right? Like, I mean, you would imagine it would have to be harder to be in just Super Megaforce form, unless, or there's literally no reason for Megaforce form to exist anymore.
Well, I don't really think they put a thought in.
Again, you are asking logical
Right. Either way, something's
questions.
shady. I don't know what it is, but something is.
Something's wrong.
It's like, stop with the logical
I'm just going to keep
questions.
compiling my list so I can give it to Gosei at the end of the season.
Or
Which I
Johnny
give it to
T?
Johnny T-Zack.
No, actually, you should give it to Jenna than
Yeah,
that.
Judd,
Judd.
go fix all of Johnny
Fix
T's
this.
craziness.
They all die. The end.
I consider
Oh, Shadow Charge.
Megaforce and Super Megaforce to be part of an alternate universe that never happened. Yay! We explained it away.
Explains everything.
So now it's time for the sequel to RPM. Yay!
It should be like a Battlestar Galactica where like this is like 50 bajillion years in the past or some kind of crap.
Yes, all of this has happened before, and all of it will happen again. No, hopefully it will not happen again.
Like, and all these quote unquote legendary people from the future.
Snap! Twist!
Twist. There
All
you
these
go.
legends like Jade and Sheba.
Right. Legendary.
Legendary Jade and Sheba.
Oh boy. But yeah, I think that was a rousing discussion.
Yes.
That's a word for it.
That, you know what it was? It was a super mega win. That's what it was. MPS group, victory is ours.
Victory is not
Victory is
ours.
ours.